Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a bit different, diving into this really evocative piece of audio. It's just called saltinherhair.mp3. And our goal here really is to explore this deep, almost, you know, primal connection someone has with the ocean, as this piece describes it. It's quite poetic. We want to unpack how it uses these small details, the sounds, the feelings, to build this picture of identity, peace, and freedom.
Exactly. And it's a fantastic example of how our surroundings, our environments, can really shape our inner world. It's about place identity. Mm-hmm. So as you listen with us, maybe think about how a physical place might be deeply tangled up with who you feel you are.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's jump right in. The source, it just drops you straight into her morning. She wakes up to the sound of crashing waves. It's immediate, isn't it? That connection, not just like ambient noise, but the very start of her day.
Right, it sets the scene instantly.
And then you get these little things scattered around, sandy flip-flops by the bedroom door, seashells scattered on the bathroom floor. They feel like more than just clutter.
Oh, much more. They're like little anchors, constant tactile reminders. It speaks to this idea of an ecological self, where the environment isn't separate from her. It's part of her.
Okay, ecological self. I like that.
And the audio really hammers home that the beach isn't just somewhere she goes. It's described as a sanctuary. It says it's the place that makes everything crystal clear.
Right, and the beach is where she feels completely whole. That's a powerful line.
It is. It suggests this clarity, this completeness that maybe she doesn't find elsewhere in her life. You get that sense of contrast.
So how does this all feed into who she is? The audio uses these really strong phrases like she's got that ocean calling in her soul.
Yeah.
And calls her a beach girl born for the coastline. And then those physical markers, salt in her hair and sun on her skin. You know, the classic sand between her toes.
Exactly. Those aren't just descriptions. They're almost badges of identity, aren't they? The salt in her hair isn't just incidental. It's a signifier of who she is, of this deep place identity we mentioned.
It embodies the lifestyle.
It does. And this identity seems deeply linked to her sense of freedom, too, and peace. It talks about her dancing with the tide as it's rolling in.
Yeah, and having freedom in her heart, peace in her mind. That sounds like what she finds at the beach.
Precisely. And it's set against something else.
Right. The source brings up the contrast, saying 9 to 5 can't hold a restless heart. And she's counting minutes till the day can start to feel the warm sand underneath her feet. What's that telling us?
Well, it suggests that the routine, the sort of conventional structure of a job, feels confining to her. There's this deep yearning for something more authentic, more liberated.
Like the ocean itself.
Exactly. The beach isn't just escape. It's like a return. A return to her true self, where her soul can, you know, breathe.
Okay, but it's not just about sunny days, is it? The source goes deeper. It talks about storms. Mm. When the storm clouds gather over her head, she doesn't run, she stays instead. That's quite a statement.
It really is. It shows resilience.
Yeah, and because even when the ocean's wild and rough, she knows she can't get enough. What does that resilience, that staying put, really signify about this bond?
I think it shows it's unconditional. It's not just about loving the easy parts. It suggests the connection is so deep that even the challenges, the wild and rough parts, are part of what she embraces. It's about accepting the whole thing.
Like a deep trust in that place, in that connection.
Absolutely. A profound trust, which leads us back to that idea that this is just fundamental to her being.
So thinking about all of it, the sounds, the identity, the freedom, the resilience, it really does feel like this is her entire world.
Yes, and the audio sums it up perfectly. That's the only life she'll ever know. Mm. It's not a choice in the usual sense. It's who she is, defined by this inseparable bond with the coastline.
Wow. Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive into salt in her hair, what we've really seen is just how powerfully a place, this ocean environment, can weave itself into the very fabric of someone's identity, offering peace, freedom, wholeness.
It's a potent reminder of that connection. And maybe it leaves you, the listener, with a question. What's your equivalent of that coastline? What place, or maybe passion, calls to your soul? And how does that connection shape who you are, especially, you know, when things get a bit wild and rough?
That's a great thought to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.